The proposed plan is based on one of the five alternatives the agencies released this spring during the public comment period. It would allow camping, but ban recreational shooting. And it requires permits to access certain areas, like Arch Canyon and Moon House. It also slightly reduces the land open to livestock grazing, and it leaves more than 1,000 miles of roads open to off-highway vehicle use, but requires OHVs to stay on designated routes. Overall, the plan leaves a majority of the monument as undeveloped wilderness areas. Now there's a 30-day protest period, where anyone who previously submitted public comment can raise their issues again if they felt they weren't addressed. For KUER News, I'm David Kondos in St. George.